traffic. Other monthly charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's Rock 104.9. It's Dave and Darren, and we're joined, as always, or whenever we get a chance, joined by Mike Schultz.
Yeah, right.
Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River City's Reader.
Good to see you guys again.
Yeah, I've been gone. I was sick the other week too.
Sick the other week.
You look tan. Where'd you go?
Well, I've just been. You sure it's not the high blood pressure?
Could be that.
He walks his dog a couple times.
I walk
times,
the dog,
so.
And that's not jargon. That's
not a euphemism.
No,
okay.
There's an actual dog.
I really do that.
Well, we've got a movie that's already opened, although I guess no one's going to see it, and another movie. We'll talk about those. But first, Mike, let's talk about what you've seen at the Movieplex.
Well, let's see. We missed you last week, so we'll just cover that stuff real fast. The Karate Kid, which we haven't gotten to talk about. Really good.
Is it?
Surprisingly really good. Like the best 80s movie you could
remake
imagine.
It kind of
reminds you why 80s movies kind of kicked ass a little bit. They were predictable and silly.
I guess that's the secret. If you're
going to
remake an 80s movie, remake it with those same sensibilities. Don't try and make it an update for the aughts or whatever.
Exactly. It was just sincere and kind of touching and kind of funny. Jackie Chan, better than I've ever seen Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
He was tremendous. Really good. And that kid is, kid's great.
Yeah.
Jaden Smith. He works. Yeah. So that was great.
Okay.
Karate Kid, that's
A-Team.
That's
the A-Team.
Yeah.
I've seen worse.
Really?
But it's just what you think. You know, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
And does anyone care, really? Nobody went to see it, right?
It did awful.
It's not doing well.
It looks like they're having fun. We're having less fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What can you do? Jonah Hex.
Yeah?
Saw? Yeah.
It's another one that did badly.
Did really badly.
Surprisingly badly.
Yeah.
But
kind of fun.
Yeah?
I gotta say, yeah. Western comic book type thing, but good and violent and eccentric and weird.
Yeah.
You got John Malkovich as your bad guy. You're already doing something right there.
Sure,
you know, that's
sure.
Terrific. But it's got a strange little cast. It's got, Michael Shannon in it and not Tom Waits. Who am I thinking of? Wes Bentley from American Beauty.
Yeah.
That freaky kid we haven't seen for years.
Do you know why we haven't seen him for years?
Up.
He was living in a heroin den.
He was living in a heroin den.
The kid that films the paper bag after in American Beauty.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
After that movie, he lost his mind and spent like 10 years just shooting a horse.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Crazy.
Does he shoot any horses in this movie?
He does not. He gets shot, but no.
By a horse.
By a horse.
Away a little something, but that's okay.
Hello.
Fun. Yeah. It'll be on DVD in a week. So, you know. And finally, Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
What can we say?
Tore your heart out, huh?
It's a heartbreaker.
It's a killer. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not putting up with any garbage. I don't want anyone got a problem with this, that's fine. I cried for 20 minutes at that stupid movie. Cried and cried and cried. And just when I thought I was, and I'm crying over cartoon toys, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm bawling, and I don't want to give anything away. But there's like a big emotional scene at the end, and I was reading another review of it, and I read your review, of course, at rcreader.com.
Mm.
But then I was checking out some other reviews, and the person for The Onion brought out what I thought was a perfect point, and I don't think I'm giving anything away. There's a big thing at the end where, oh, they may not make it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Any other cartoon movie, CGI movie, like a DreamWorks or whatever, they would make jokes. There would be ironic things. They'd have like this, ha ha ha, and you know that they're gonna escape and everything's gonna be fine.
Sure.
This thing, they're deadly silent, and they're looking into the abyss, and then there's just this silence, and they all realize, no, we're gonna die.
Yeah.
And then they're like, but at least we're together. And there's this long moment.
I'm getting chills just hearing you talk about
it.
It's
just brilliant.
Mm.
And for a second, I really thought, don't you kill these toys?
I was positive they were dead.
I thought, you're going to kill the toys. Worst ever ending.
Maybe this is
a G movie. Yeah, they do make it out of this.
Yeah,
and maybe
this is giving it away. But by kill the toys, you mean throw away?
No, kill the toys. Yeah,
yeah. I was positive that was going to happen.
Know,
I'm like,
right?
There's no way out.
I know, right?
There's no way out.
And all these toys are looking at each other like, they don't say a word.
Uh-huh.
They just look at each other, and with their eyes, they express, well, we had a good run.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're all dying as friends.
Right.
How do you animate that? It's true. I mean, that's exactly what
the
you
eyes.
Think looking at that. It's like, wow, that's exactly what they're saying to each other.
In
a cartoon.
And what you pointed out in your review at rcreader.com is Pixar excels at these emotional moments. there's that emotional moment at the beginning of Up.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem, I think if I remember correctly, that you had with that was mm-hmm. that was such a perfect moment that the rest of the movie really couldn't live up to
it. Yeah, the rest of it was fine, entertaining.
Right, right.
Better than anything, any other studios.
But save
stuff,
that kind of emotional experience for the end of the film.
Yeah,
which is what they did with this. And another point that you made in your article, and I couldn't read enough about this movie after I saw it. So I don't like to read before I see movies. I like to read afterwards and see if I agree or disagree. This is the thing. Usually, Jenny and I will talk on the ride home from the movie house. You know, we'll do our own little Siskel and Ebert on the ride home. We get in the car. I'm like, I cannot talk about this movie yet. I can't talk about the fact that I cried over a cartoon toy. And then as soon as that thing resolves itself, then there's a moment because Andy, the kid, is going away to college.
Right, so he's growing up.
Right.
Childhood is ending.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So how toys are obsolete.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, the movie's over, and the mom goes and she looks at the empty room, and I'm thinking, I'm not ready for this yet.
Well, you got a little time.
I know it, but it goes quick, man.
Well, I understand.
So I start bawling about that. And then at the end, there's some happiness, and thank God there was a gag reel at the end.
Thank God for the gag reel. I had time to dry my cheeks. Oh, yeah, it was okay. Yeah. It was.
So is this thing, if it's being universally applauded,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Is this good? I mean, this isn't the right time for a movie like this. Is this going to do something with the Oscars then?
Oh, it's going to get nominated for Best Picture.
Best Picture.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, Up did.
For sure.
This is a
far better movie than Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's got animated feature in the bag.
Would it actually have a chance of winning?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Pixar's day is coming for that. Yeah. I mean,
maybe this is their day.
You can't make too many movies like The Incredibles and WALL-E and Up and Toy Story back to back and get dissed. You know,
if there was one negative, I would say, and agree or disagree with you, Mike.
Yeah.
It's not as funny as the first two.
No.
Like the first two had lots of moments where I was just laughing and laughing and laughing. Not as much of that.
I had a friend who called me at the office and was just like, and was kind of upset. Where was the humor? Because it's really not that funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amusing. You smile a lot.
There's plenty.
But you don't laugh out loud.
How long is it?
An hour 40, maybe.
Yeah.
At best.
Okay,
but just zips by.
Melancholy, huh?
Yeah, but not in a sickly kind of sentimental way at all.
No.
In a really honestly moving way.
Just kind of a real way.
They know what button to push, but you don't feel like they're pushing that button.
Yeah, you don't feel like a sap.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Although I was a sap at that
time. All right, okay, so go see that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's
now, are kids going to like it as much?
Sure they will.
Yeah, it's a bunch of toys running around.
Right, but are they going to get the whole... You know, if you're five, you're not really dealing with lost childhood yet.
No, I think it's going to make adults blubber tons more than kids. But the kids are going to be fine. There's plenty of jokes that they'll laugh at.
All right,
what else?
What's going on?
That's it. I wanted to save that one for last.
That's a stupid movie.
Right.
I'm telling you what. And the other thing too, and I promise we'll go on to the new releases, but. You pointed this out so eloquently in your piece at rcreader.com. I'm plugging that.
You're fantastic
over and over.
Today.
I know.
Thank you,
here.
Man.
By the way,
start crying.
By
now.
The way, Art this weekend at the Curtain Box.
Yeah, come see Art.
Yeah, last week.
Three
huh?
more chances. Yes, tonight is Saturday and Sunday afternoon. Yeah.
So here we go. And you pointed this out. It wasn't looking good. It felt like when you saw the trailers, like I don't know. And they're going. Toy Story 1 and Toy Story 2 are so damn good. You thought. It's going to be Godfather 3 all over again.
I just didn't want them to screw it up.
Right. Here's
the
other thing.
Ruin this franchise.
Now, did you know about what this was going to be like before you went and saw it?
No.
At all? Okay.
All I had was the preview to judge by, and the preview looks terrible.
Okay, so then you were cold cocked, basically.
Yeah,
by the fact
I got
that
smacked
was...
upside the head.
Okay, all right. And I would imagine not as many people are going to do that now.
Right.
But the people that went the first week or whatever got blindsided.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
In a good way.
It was too much. It was, it's great. God, go see it, people.
20 minutes of just blubbering. I'm telling you what, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And right now, I'm telling you.
But man enough to admit it, Dave. That's why.
And the problem was it came in waves. Just when I got the man back, bam, this happens. Like, Andy's going off to college, and I'm thinking about my little guy like, I'm not ready for him to leave yet.
Well, that's a good thing because you got 16 and a half years.
I know. Can we talk about the Tom Cruise movie
before I start weeping
into the microphone?
Did this open already?
Yeah, it opened Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's doing
I haven't had time
so
to see it anyway.
Poorly at the box office that Paramount is kind of saying maybe we're done with Tom Cruise. We'll see what happens.
Now,
this weekend.
All be done with Tom
now is there
Cruise.
Any chance? I'm sorry. Is there any chance they'll do a Toy Story 4 where he comes back after flunking out of college or after, or he's a boomerang child and he's like in his 30s and it's like the kids are like. The toys are like, oh, God.
I'm just tired.
I think they've
He's doing awful things to us now.
They've absolutely wrapped up the Toy Story. Yeah. But here's the thing. This thing is going to make so much damn money.
Yeah.
They're going to have to do some sort of spinoff or something. They're just going to have to.
Yeah, there's a few characters in there I could watch in their own.
He comes back. He's 30. Like he's drinking. He's incorporated new toys.
Tom Cruise stars at Night and Day as an international super spy who accidentally gets involved with Cameron Diaz, an ordinary, everyday woman.
Didn't I just see this movie 2 weeks ago? Didn't I just see this with Ashton Kutcher and Heigl?
By the way, did that end up being just the camera commercial?
Yeah.
Extended camera commercial?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes,
in,
it was.
In this clip, Cameron Diaz wakes up to find that she's now in a bikini and doesn't understand what's going on.
Hey there, sleepyhead.
How long have I been out?
18 hours.
What am I wearing?
Huh? Bikini. We're in the tropics.
How did I get in the bikini?
June, I've been trained to dismantle a bomb in the pitch black with nothing but a safety pin and a junior mitt. I think I could get you in that as clothes without looking. I'm not saying that's what I did, but okay.
God.
You know what would be funny if he dropped the junior mitt in the bomb?
Now you've got a movie.
Now you got something.
Oh, God. Do I have to go?
Yeah, you do.
Wow.
We don't. You do. That's
Lucky you guys.
Yeah, that's you know.
Really, I got it. Okay.
What you're doing is a community service.
Yeah, I guess there's that. Okay.
Looks like you took the liberty of doing some grooming as well. Thank you.
Now, see, that would be a better movie,
or at least a decent
if
line.
He's a super spy and Brazilian wax expert. Yeah. That would be
a
much better movie.
All right.
Also opening today, another Adam Sandler movie. This one
looks unbearable.
Yeah, this looks bad.
Wow.
This one with Kevin James and David Spade and Chris Rock.
And Schneider.
And
what
Rob
a surprise.
Schneider.
Yeah.
It's called Grown Ups, and in the movie they are childhood best friends who reunite as adults.
But the thing is... Mm-hmm. They reunite after like 35 years, and they're like in their 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So how good of friends were you really?
Yeah.
I mean, your friendship ended when you were 8?
People
it's like Stand
I haven't,
By Me.
Yeah. I don't know that I can remember people I haven't talked to in 30 years. I wouldn't even know where to look them up.
Yeah.
That's why God made Facebook.
Right.
You find them right away.
Right. Here's a clip from it's all of these awful guys and children acting. Enjoy.
Hey, Lenny, remember we used to come here in high school late night after we got wasted?
What's wasted?
Nice one, Aggie. Wasted, kids, is something that happens when you have a hankering for ice cream.
Well, I want to get wasted.
I want to get totally wasted.
I want to get wasted every single day of my life.
I want to get chocolate wasted.
No, you don't need to get wasted. It's okay.
I love how Selma Hayek gives up.
Yeah,
in the middle
she
of the,
did just
she
quit.
She gives up at the end of the clip. You don't have to. It's okay. Good for you,
she
Selma
was allowed.
She realized
they didn't even write
the,
scenes for her. They didn't write lines. They just allowed her to just be disgusted with the whole movie. Within the movie. That would be funny.
Selma Hayek just commenting on what's going on. Only
within
the audience can see her.
Yeah.
That would be a much better movie.
Yeah.
Selma Hayek's like some sort of guardian angel. Uh-huh.
Oh, I love
just
that.
Like,
she's
oh,
just
God.
She hates everyone she has to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to get wasted.
No, you don't have to get wasted. This is this that's a stupid line.
Get wasted?
No, you don't need to get wasted. It's okay. Yeah.
It's okay. Wasted on ice cream. Good it's comeback. Okay.
And
yeah,
she just tears down the fifth wall and explains to us, hello, I'm Selma Hayek. My agent lost a game of poker. I'll be here. I'll be kind of the hot Greek chorus for you. Although I'm Mexican, so how much sense does that make?
Yeah. Be or maybe some kind of Chinese.
Oh, Mike. Oh, enjoy guys. Night and day
we'll
and grown-ups.
Hey, thanks.
We'll see you
that.
Back here on Friday.
And good luck wrapping up your...
Yeah, if you get a chance, guys, really.
Three more performances.
It's fun. It's 90 minutes. It's profane as hell. You'll have a good time.
You
I
get to hear
you.
Mike use words he cannot use
That's
on these.
That's right.
On
that
these
I years. Almost accidentally
and,
say every week.
And you get to see Mike in a light, a different light, kind of douchey.
Yeah, bit of a douche.
Yeah, your character's a...
Bit of a jerk.
Kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Buys a big white painting and is trying to convince everyone, because he's so smart.
That's right.
That he knows... How much does your character spend on this?
$200,000 for a big white painting.
See?
Yeah.
Completely white?
No, it's there's shades of gray. You don't get to see them, but there are shades of gray.
Oh, there's shades
and a little
of
red
gray.
In it. Yeah, uh-huh. It's got a little red
But
in
only
it.
If you're smart like Mike's
yeah,
character.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, he's a douche. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But
go
fun to play.
Check that out.
Yeah.
Curtain Box Theater is in the Village.
Village of East Davenport, absolutely.
And there are tickets available for all three shows?
I think there's a few at least, but they're going fast.
And
so.
What's the website if people are interested?
It's thecurtainbox.com. So
there you go.
C-U-R-T-A-N.
I know you've had a lot of drunken people wandering and thinking it was Candlebox.
Absolutely.
But enjoy some live local theater. Mike, as always, thanks for your time.
A pleasure,
we're Dave and
Jess.
Darren, and this
Thank you.
Is Rock 104.9.